propagating the Bible and praying in public.
At the intersection of the 20th and 21st.
It's off the beaten track.
It's rare. Indie. Indie. A feeble man.
There is a way that seems right to a person. It's
in the House of Commons today regarding the use of bomb shelters. It was suggested that people deprived of adequate shelter should, in the event of a nuclear war, paint their windows white and put a coat over their head. Margaret Thatcher said today that
the economy of Britain has never been...
big noise, fade out, finger on the button. Red alert. Red alert. Red alert. Red alert. Why? Tell me why? Unless we blow ourselves sky high. Why?
After being dragged with the other half of Malcolm and Alwyn, that was Malcolm Wilde from Malcolm and the Mirrors from the 80s in Red Alert. Late 80s from the Crucified from their Narrow Path release kicked things off, Your Image. I'm Feeble Man. You got a request? Email me at feeblemann@gmail.com. Still to come, the balance of May in view with Daryl Mansfield. Stick around for that.
Off the beaten track.
Red alert! Storm breath approaching. Everybody put on your gear.
It's everything sacred. Sanctuary.com.
The hammer and the anvil.
Classic.
Lakers of morning. Truth in the morning.
Live. Official Saint website, saintside.com.
Out on the barren street, just outside of town.
Don't get tired! Don't get tired! Go!
To the official website of the Crucified for miles. Tees, hoodies, stickers and accessories, bundles.
United! United by blood! United! United by blood! United! United by blood! United!
And do not forget, coming up the middle of the month, the Halloween show. Going to be digging up the Halloween show. Be sure to check back for that. Right now, the balance of my interview with a blues artist and Polydor recording artist, Daryl Mansfield, talking about the media and celebrities.
Anybody who realizes that there's no accident we have TV and radio, and God's going to reach so many people.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we're doing this interview, you know, because God is taking the airways. He's taking the satellite beams, and he's taking the radio stations and TV stations all over the world, and he's using the mass media to reach people, because there's so many people on this planet, and God wishes not that no one should perish. And it's exciting to see people that are in the media getting saved, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just an old rockers like, you know, Dion, Little Richard and Little Anthony, and there's a guy recently that I love to share over the air, who's really, the Lord's really ministering to, but I'll have to wait on that one. But it's incredible to see the people who are coming to the Lord.
Can I ask, not his name, but does he hold a place of influence in the past rock scene or the present rock
Both.
Scene?
Both.
Really?
Yep, he's probably one of the most famous English rockers in the last 20 years.
Oh, 20 years, uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, I'd say probably, maybe 15, I'd say 15.
15.
Because when I was out of high school is when he really hit big and whatever. But
well, let's see what happens.
Yeah, Michael Martin is producing his new album, so I'll give you that's a real
big hint.
And that doesn't, and I'll tell you what, that doesn't surprise me at all, because Michael is such a neat brother.
Yeah.
And people don't get saved working with that guy. They definitely get some heavy seeds planted. And
see, that is so encouraging to me.
Well, he really made an impact on Donna Summers. You know, yeah. I just happened to be in an office one day when her husband called, and when she gave her life to the Lord, and we really prayed for her, and it's neat to watch Donna grow. And when she did this last album with Michael Martin, you know, as far as her music and her impact stage-wise, it's just night and day. She's got all Christian players now. She takes a pastor on the road with her. She gives her testimony every night.
Yeah.
It's just a blessing, man.
It is.
What a blessing.
That is so great.
And so, you know, just look out. Look out, world, because,
really?
You know, God is moving. He's pouring out His Spirit, and, you know, it's just neat. I mean, I work with the professional athletes too, and everybody up here knows Jim Zorn is a Christian, but not a lot of people know that, you know, Gary Carter or Bill Russell or, you know, some of the baseball players, you know, like Andre Thornton and, you know, probably the, I call him Andre Awesome. Andre Dawson was voted last year and among his own peers, baseball players, to be the number one baseball player in baseball, you know, as far as his abilities and talents. He was voted number one, and he is on fire for the Lord. He just loves Jesus. And every chance he gets, he shares his faith. And, you know, the number one catcher, there's two catchers in baseball that are supposed to be the best, Bob Boone and Gary Carter, which covers the National and American League. And both those guys are on fire Christians and love the Lord. And so, you know, God's doing a neat thing, and we try to encourage the ball players and, you know, to share their faith, and it's exciting.
That's neat. That is neat.
To see how the Lord is using the media, as, you know, whether it's music or baseball or whatever.
Yeah, there's such an emphasis, there's a sense of credibility in two areas today, and that's the media and people. There's a real sense of idolatry in our society.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, God is definitely, you know, is in tune with that, to say the least, and He's really, really, you know, moving His Spirit on the celebrity world, so that these people who are being worshipped as idols, they in turn just, you know, with all that respect and credibility they have, they turn around and just present Jesus to those people that
exactly.
Basically follow Him, you know.
Right.
And that is so, so encouraging. One of the things that ran through my head about Michael and Martin, that shows just what it means to be salt of the earth, you know. Not afraid to work with these guys, you know. You know, work with, you know, secular people, you know.
Right.
Pagan scum, you know. You know, but to be there and cultivate and share.
Amen.
And that is, man, I want to see that happen in the body
Amen.
Of Christ.
I've seen a lot of people touched, and I can name drop all night long about people, but, you know, that's why I never, ever, whenever somebody makes a decision or has made a decision, I let that person come forth. And,
yeah, that's
you
good.
Know, I just, we need to pray for those people who are in the limelight, because when they fall, everybody sees them. And they're in a position where they can really do a lot of harm, you know, too. So there's two sides of that coin.
A lot of responsibility.
And it's sad,
yeah.
You know, I mean, look what happened to, I don't even mention names of some of the guys that got busted for cocaine. Some of the guys in Kansas City, you know, ball clubs. And, you know, it really left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. They got really criticized for it. But see, ball players aren't immune to society's hang-ups.
No.
You know, and in some reasons, cases, it's harder for them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're expected to perform so well. You know, and it's sad. You know, when you do an album that's not so hot, all of a sudden, you know, you know, he lost it. You know, or when you hit record, you're the greatest. Same with the ball player. When he's hitting home runs, yeah, you're greatest. When you're pitching great and you're pitching no-hitters, or, wow, you're the best. When you go into a slump, man, you get out there and the fans boo you. The same ones who are cheering you are booing you.
Yeah.
And it's sad. People have to be so cruel. You know, one day you're a hero, the next day you're a bum. Mm. You know, and it's sad the way these people treat. And so, you know, people who are in the limelight need our prayers. They really, truly do.
And more than our gossip.
Exactly. Amen.
Right now we'd like to do a song for all you freaks out there. The song's called That's All Right.
Thank you. Now we bring you the portion of our program. We'd like to test your intelligence. You see, man, the Bible says professing to be wise has become a fool. Now, how do I know that? Well, you see, man has made a lot of statements in the history of the world. And he said them in the name of science, in the name of astrology, in zoology, and all kinds of ologies. But just because he says it doesn't mean it's fact. And we'd like to just give you a little visual illustration, if I may, of how foolish man's wisdom can be, all right? Imagine that you students out there came to your classroom, your science classroom, and your teacher, Professor Bug Eyes, told you, "Today, children, I'm going to teach you about how man has progressed." As you can tell by looking at me, we've progressed a long way. In fact, man used to have 20 toes, and now, of course, we only have 10. Everyone knows that. But someday, we're going to have one big toe, and we shall just stand there and pogo on that toe, you know. And that's one theory. The other theory is that we just happened. We just happened one day. An explosion from the sky, and the elements fell into the ocean, and they just slimed their way onto the shore. And here we are. Well, what do you think? Do you believe that? Is your grandpa a monkey? I didn't think so. Well, I'm not here to put anybody down. You have your right to believe whatever you want to believe. But if you do believe in evolution, I got a verse I want to sing to you. Listen, you might be in the evolution, whatever sets you free, yeah.